Welcome to the podcast, SSP Kempsey's Mixture of Music and Political Opinion. Just remember, we're on Twitter, www.twitter.com/SSP Kempsey. You can contact us by emailing eastonbartonshiresp@hotmail.co.uk or leave a message or text 075-413-92522. Remember also, we've got a website, www.kempseysocialist.com. Anyway, last time I started with Elvis. This time I'm going to start off with the Red Elvis, Dean Reed. Google him. He was a very interesting character, famous across South America and the USSR for over 20 years. And he was someone who used his fame to forward the socialist struggle.
Los muchachos oreirán y en las filas han de marchar y la gente sale a dudar cuando nos vean pasar. Construir. Luego el mundo comprenderá que es la lucha de un ideal y que a todos quiere igualar para implantar la paz. Yeah, everybody.
Right, I mentioned Twitter earlier on. On Twitter this week, I've had some really good comradely conversations with a lot of other fellow tweeters. Some of those people, I'll try to give you their names. I'll read out their names, but you'll find their links to their Twitter accounts on our podcast page, which is sspkempsey.podbean.com. Anyway, people who have enjoyed this week tweeting have been TOVX, also Altony, People Not Profit, Ossicat Bengals, John Miller 1948, Their Vodka, Michael Lammerman, and of course my old foe, Jazzyful. Anyway, look them all up. You'll see, as I say, I've got links to their Twitter accounts on the Podbean podcast page. And get involved in the conversation. And the other thing I would like to say that happened this week, despite threats, the SSY AGM went ahead in Glasgow. And there's around 100 comrades came along to offer the youth support. And there's a full, frank and very funny account of the evening and the threats made by fascists to the members. And you'll find that on the Scottish Socialist Youth's webpage, which is ssy.org.uk.
When the rain is blowing in shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. But I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
This weekend, the new October edition of the SSP Campsy Voice will be hitting the press. Anyone wanting a paper copy can email us on eastonbartonshiresp@hotmail.co.uk or leave a message on our telephone number, which is 075-413-92522. You can also leave a text there. Leave your address and I'll post one out to you.
Never come with a warning. addicted to the same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of the river to the banks of the greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on a record, you can play us on a CD. All the shit you giving us is fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. Down a corporation, you can never globalize it. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumbling the speakers in and make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah, fire. Never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning.
Goes to Joe Swinson, who has been given the deputy leadership of the Dead in the Water Scottish Liberal Democrats, the party, by the way, who enabled the Tories to get back into power. And I can assure you that there's no one in Scotland voted for the Scottish Liberal Democrats to help the Tories get back into power. Anyway, they're a party that won't exist in 2015. Having said that, when Joe loses her seat in 2015, even though she'll have only worked for 9 years by that time, she'll still have a better redundancy payment and redundancy plan and pension scheme than anyone I know who has worked even for 39 years. She'll have 6 months full pay, more than £30,000 is a little handshake, and a gold-plated pension that should keep her happily in her political oblivion.
We'll be right back.
We Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. That song goes out to all the main political parties, I suppose, but in particular the Liberal Democrats, who will, after the next election, probably not exist. Anyway, I mentioned earlier on that I was going to congratulate two parties. The other one, of course, goes to Red Ed on winning the leadership of the Labour, New Labour, New Generation Labour, Newer Labour, Newly Labour. Look, here's a suggestion. What about calling the party Left Labour until elected? That would be honest. They will fight for workers and the poor while they're not in power, as they always do when they're in opposition. And then what? Will we in 5 years' time have another about turn and have to suffer disappointment after disappointment as a Labour government panders to its sponsors and the millionaire-owned media? Ed Miliband indicated he thinks the tag Red Ed is silly. Well, so do I. He believes cuts are necessary. He says tantamount to him is for Labour to gain fiscal respect, that is, to please the bankers and the Murdochs out there. He said he would not support irresponsible strikes. I wonder if that will mean not supporting people for their livelihood, in much the way the Kinnock leadership didn't support the miners who were fighting for their lives and the lives of their communities. Communities that have been blighted by the onslaught of the Thatcherite government and the lack of balls the Labour leadership showed ever since. Anyway, as the poor, working class and middle class are racked by the current Tory and Lib Dem government, will the Labour leadership fight back? Will they lead demonstrations against the unfair weight of the cuts falling on the poorest of our society? Or will Ed lead a movement calling for an equitable sharing of our resources, which would definitely mean an end to boom and bust? Will he fight for the socialist society his father fought for all of his adult life? Anyway, I don't think so much Red Ed as Mr. Ed, another right-wing talking donkey. Right, now for another record. As I mentioned earlier on, people who I chat to on Twitter, one of them is someone called TOVX. I'm sure there's a way of pronouncing that, but I'm saying it the way it's spelt, TOVX. And he has asked for the Internationale on the pipes. I don't have it, I'm afraid, comrade, but what I do have is a song that I downloaded a few years ago. It was a friend who is a comrade in Glasgow, and a few comrades of his got together and they wrote the next song, and it's played on the pipes and the boran, and it's called Revolution Song. We'll be right back. Just a few mentions here, a few mentions of events coming off in the next few weeks in Scotland. If you're in Glasgow, or if you can make it to Glasgow this Saturday, the 2nd of October, at 12 o'clock, there is going to be a demo, street demo, against the cuts in Buchanan Street. Or just there, everyone's assembling at Buchanan Street Underground, 12, as I say, 12 noon. And it's being called by union branches and unions and community organisations. And yes, if you want to lend your voice to that, please do come along. Of course, that precedes the huge demo that the S2UC are organising in Edinburgh for the 23rd of October. That's going to be assembling in East Market Street in Edinburgh at 11 o'clock. Please go along to that. There'll be more details of that as time goes on. Check out the S2UC website for that. And then the last but certainly not least at all, in fact, a fantastic fantastic event in Edinburgh on the 16th of October is Hugo Blanco, the Peruvian legend of eco-socialism, is along with the Scottish Socialist Party and the Scottish Socialist Youth appearing in Edinburgh. He's going to be speaking about his struggle, of course, and he's going to be hosting workshops on eco-socialism. Now, that event, anyone can go along to it. It's on Saturday the 16th of October. It starts at 10:30 in the morning, goes on to 1 o'clock, so it's not a really, really long event, but it's a chance to go and meet Hugo Blanco, a chance, you know, for a lifetime, really, in the dining room in Tevio House in Bristol Square in Edinburgh. Okay, and hopefully see you there.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a walk in that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. Voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Okay, thanks for listening again, and thanks for all of you who have sent in encouraging words. All the details of the events I mentioned are on our website, www.scottishsocialistparty.org and www.campseysocialists.com, and the podcast site, sspcampsey.podbean.com. And again, remember, we're on Twitter. We're on Twitter as sspcampsey, all one word. And our email address is eastonbartonshiresp@hotmail.co.uk. And remember to leave a message or text 075-413-92522. If you've listened to all of this all the way through, I hope your ears aren't bleeding. And I'll be podcasting again soon. Have a good week.